One.
Bro, hear me out. Bro, hear me out. Episode five. No, six.
Six.
Episode six. Episode
Chalk it.
six.
Redo.
Coming
Restart. Restart.
live. Coming live
Oh my
from
God.
Flagstaff, Arizona and Boulder, Colorado, starring your guests, your hosts, the hostess with the mostest, Charlie Sweeney, and his less experienced co-host, less
Oh
con
my God.
more cringy, less content. I'm really struggling here.
You that was awful. I'm never asking you to kick it off again. Holy
That's what you
shit.
get. You said kick it off and I ran with it.
That was actually pretty funny. All right, we're back. Episode six. We didn't miss a week or 3 weeks this time. It was our normal
Oh.
interval. It's February 1st. We made it through a month of 2025.
February
How
1. Oh, wait, shit. You can keep talking. I'm gonna pay rent real quick. I haven't paid rent yet.
What, back in Boulder?
Yeah.
Dude,
Well, I mean, yeah,
I can't
official
wait for
favor.
you to get I can't wait for you to get evicted right now.
That's crazy. It's crazy you say that because my landlord put the house on the market. So she's selling my condo in Boulder, or I guess her
Oh
condo in
shit.
Boulder.
Are you gonna have to move out before your lease is up?
I don't think so. I think it's written in the lease that she would have to pay us out, which would be nice, obviously. But no, I don't think so. She's just like starting to show it pretty soon, but I'm pretty sure it's written in the lease that she can't do that. But yeah, that's crazy that you say that because she texted me and Simon, my roommate, probably 2 weeks ago now. I was just like, hey, like this is normally when you're supposed to say if you're going to re-sign or not. And I wasn't going to anyway. I want to kind of expand my horizons out of like that
Because you're
area,
moving into
but
my spare bedroom.
exactly. And she's like, I'm actually selling it. And I was like, oh, I mean, that makes it easy. But yeah, she texted me 2 days ago. And I was like, I'm going to have my realtor come and basically list it and take photos and show it and whatever. So yeah, let me pay that off real quick.
I'm curious
But yeah.
how much is do you know how much they listed it for?
No, I don't think she's listed it yet. I think that's why the guy's coming like either today or tomorrow, I think, to like take photos and get the measure, like the realtor is doing that, I'm pretty sure, but I haven't seen any listings pop up yet.
Dude, it would not surprise me if they were gonna list that place for like 600 grand or
Dude,
something
yeah, like
crazy.
it's a two bedroom place and one bedroom's go for like, well, I don't know if they've actually sold, but they're listed for like 450 in that same place, which is crazy. Because ours
Okay.
looks
I'm
out to the
looking right now.
Flatirons, so it's a pretty nice view. But
Okay.
yeah, that's happened to me before. That happened to me in Gunny, bro. We got me,
Oh,
Gage,
at a
and
blue
Ahmed got
house,
it.
right?
Yeah, he just like put a sign on our doors like you have it literally said you have till the end of the week to move out. And we basically had to go to Jen and say, like, is this allowed? Because she's owns like two-thirds of Gunny and she's like, no, you have to at least have 30 days. And so then we basically told our landlord at the time in Gunnison, you can't do this and like we're not moving out. You have to give us a month. And he's like, oh, actually, like I took it down. Actually, you're good to stay until the end of your lease. It was crazy, but
Did you guys have a
yeah.
signed lease, or was it like Blue House, like people
No,
just
that
moving in
was
and
the other
out?
thing. I never signed a lease in Gunnison until like my last year there. So yeah, I didn't have a lease in Blue House, especially, and we just basically called his bluff and we're like, we're not moving out and we're just gonna keep paying you rent. And he's like, yeah, that's cool.
Dude, okay, so for some context for people listening, so when Charlie and I were in school, there was this house that everyone called the Blue House. And it was basically a house that had like all of the characters, at least when I was at school, that lived at this house. And it was
Yeah.
like literally as close to living in like a garbage can as you could
That's
get. No,
crazy.
I mean, wouldn't you say, dude, that place was gross. That place was
Yeah,
bad.
it was my first off-campus house. The rent was $333 a month, which is crazy. I had my
Okay.
own bedroom. It was a duplex, but our side was like a three bedroom, one bathroom, which is nuts. I can't remember. I can't forget that. But it was like the location was cool, like really good. You could walk to school, walk to King Soup or City Market, I guess. But yeah, it was never actually on the lease. It was just kind of like people would move in and move out. It was the most popular spot for people to live in the summer because there was no real lease. It was like the landlord was just so out of it and he lived in Texas or something that as long as he was getting the right amount, he didn't really care who lived there. And as a college house, obviously that lends itself to like no one's make I never made a deposit, so when there's no deposit, there's no cleaning fee. Like you don't actually have to like clean anything. So yeah, that place was crusty. I guess, well, Gage Ahmed and I kind of cleaned up our side. Gage was a he whipped that place in shape.
Gage would do a good job
But
making that place
yeah,
nice.
that place was wild. So yeah, that's what it reminded me of when she was like, yeah, I'm gonna sell your the condo in Boulder. I was like, I've been here before, but I'm pretty sure she's not gonna sell it until after we move out, or she'll just have like the buyers move in at the end of the lease or whatever. But yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you can get cooked. You should have it in your lease. If like I had a lease, actually our lease in Gunnison, at my last house with Evan and
Yeah.
David and then John. It was like, we'll give you like 60 days notice if like we sell the
Yeah.
house and you like have to get out in like 60, like we can basically just sell the house at any point in time and
Right.
60 days from when we tell you you have to be out. I remember my
Yeah.
parents being like, dude, that would suck. Maybe you shouldn't sign it. I'm like, no, I'm
Yeah.
not signing it.
I had friends in Gunny that their landlords sold their house when they were having like the housing crisis. And people like people were buying their second homes in Gunnison and Crested Butte, and it was a really big deal. People, the landlords would sell their house, and my classmates couldn't find a new house, so they had to drop out of school because they were homeless. How fucked is that? It was, I knew like several of my classmates had to drop out because their landlord sold their house they were living in, and they couldn't find another house to live in, so they had to go home.
Not people on the team, though.
No, not people on the team.
It was just
I don't
like,
think that
okay,
would happen, but it was
classmates.
just like randos at Western. But yeah, bro, it was wild. Gunnison, that was a wild time. But yeah, that's my tangent. We got rent paid. We got my announcement that my condo is being sold. So if anyone wants to buy that condo, I don't get any percentage of it, so probably just don't buy that condo. But
Yeah,
I mean,
don't
it is
buy
a
it because you
sweet
might be kicking
location.
out Charlie out of his house early. You might have to come
Yeah.
live
Yeah,
with
please
me.
wait till July to buy it if you're interested. And
This
work into your deal that I get commission for off of the podcast.
is pretty crazy. 400, so comparable 2 bed, 2 bath in your apartment like complex. I assume it's like basically the same thing. 449,500 bucks. That's what it's listed for.
Jeez.
It's a lot of
Yeah,
money.
that is a lot of
It's a
money
lot.
for a little condo.
993 square feet, baby. That's
Little
crazy.
condo guy, yeah, that's a lot. But
Dude, the
all right.
HOA every month is 364. Anyways, all right. I
Yeah,
gotta br anyways,
the
no
HOA
one
is
cares.
crazy. Tangent number one in the
Gone,
dust.
gone. All right, we're starting off hot. Charlie had a crazily bad intro, and then we started talking about houses that no one cares about. All right, I got a bro, hear me out.
Okay.
All right. Retiring at okay, sorry, redo. Bro, hear me out. Retiring at the top of your game is way better than dragging it out, like in any form and getting worse.
The I think you need to be told what the purpose of bro hear me out is. It's supposed to be a hot take. I don't
That is
think
a
that's
hot
a hot
take.
take. No
You don't think
way.
that's okay? Well, I think, well, I was gonna parlay that into the Izzy fight.
Okay. You think
Because,
he should have retired by now?
well, I think when you go and like le lose 3 straight times when you're like a huge legend and like seemed untouchable, and then you start
Yeah.
losing a bunch, I just think it's like you want to remember these guys. And this is like for all sports. I think this is true for all sports that if you're really good and you're at the top of your game, but you're kind of maybe starting to get on the other side of the hill in your career and you're like, okay, maybe I should retire in the near future.
Yeah.
It's way better to like go out on top and maybe have a race or two here or there that you could have still done really well at or a fight or whatever
Yeah.
and retire at the top of your game than like keep going and just then people start to remember you as like, oh yeah, the person that was really good then started to get slowly worse because they just stayed in the sport for too long.
Yeah, I agree with that. You don't want to see any like Brett Favre's out there, or like Tom Brady kind of did it a little bit. I mean, he still came back and won a Super Bowl, but then he started to get a little bad.
Yep.
What else is a good example? I mean, even the Mike Tyson fight is a decent example. It's just like you don't want to see that. But I think it's in that perspective, I think it's more on like your agent and the people around you just to be like to have a good enough relationship with you to just say like, hey, you're not washed, but like odds are if you lose this fight, it's like, or you lose this whatever, you're not you're not gaining anything from it. And money at that point, if you're a legend and people are worried about you looking bad and retiring, shouldn't matter. Yeah, I feel, but I feel like it's so hard, especially in something like running, or I guess just any sport. It's just like you've been so good for so long and so dominant, and then you start to lose, and you're like, oh, should I retire? But then it's like more motivating, like I am better than like everyone else who's come before me, so I'm just gonna keep doing it. But yeah, that kind of, I hope I never have to deal with that, because I feel like that's so crazy. Like it happens in running, yeah, like you just said, it happens in fighting, it happens every
Every
sport. It's just like,
sport. Yeah.
yeah, like when
Every
is too
sport.
much, when it, like, even Michael Jordan is like, when is it time to just hang it up, and it's not about the money, or not about like, you're just not gonna be, time catches up to everyone. It's just like you should hang it up. That's what I'm worried about LeBron next, is like, when is LeBron just gonna call it? Because I don't want him to be just like washed one day and just be, I mean, he's not on a good team right now, but he's still really good. I don't want to see him just like start to get shitty too.
Yeah, like Mo Farah, I think, did it the right way. Like, I know he ran some marathons, but he like
Yeah,
retired on the
true.
track, like winning out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's some really great examples of people doing it the way that I think is like the most ideal. But yeah, I mean, so basically what happened, for anyone that doesn't watch the UFC, this fight just happened today, February 1st. Izzy was on a fight night. Not even a UFC main card, not like a
Yeah.
numbered card, and gets knocked out. And I think that's his third straight loss.
Yeah, at least
Yeah.
second, but probably third.
He lost to Strickland, then Dricus, and then this guy
Oh
tonight.
yeah. Yeah, I'd never even heard of this
So,
guy.
yeah, I know, but apparently he's a dog. That's what I saw an interview with Dana saying, he was really good. But yeah, it's just sad. Like this, like UFC legend who is probably the highest paid, one of the most well known, and now he's not even on a main fight card night, getting his shit blasted and TKO'd. Like,
Yeah.
it's just sad. I don't know. Like,
Yeah, it
you
is
just want to
sad.
remember these guys as goats. Like, dude, think about the fight where we watched like him come back and like knock out Alex Pereira, right?
That
Like,
was crazy. Yeah.
that's the Izzy that like I want to remember. Not
Yeah.
the guy that's go. I mean, and again, he should do whatever he wants to do, but he's just such a legend. It's sad to see legends like look human, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
it is.
anyways, that was my bro, hear me out. Sorry if that wasn't a hot take. Do you have a bro
I
you
mean,
would love?
it could be a hot take. I guess some people could want to see like someone like LeBron play forever, or like Michael Jordan. I mean, it is cool to see those people still playing when they're like 40, even if they're not as good. They're still like, there's a novelty to that. Like, I don't know what a good example is. Like, if Mo Farah was still racing, he'd still be good and probably still making the British team. But it's like, would he be double medaling again? Probably far from that. But it would be cool. So I don't. Yeah, maybe it is a hot take. My bro,
It's
hear
I
me out.
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
My bro, hear me out. It's something I run into a lot, but bro, hear me out. When I order an oat milk latte and I want to add whipped cream to it, the barista doesn't need to put me on blast for that. They don't need to announce that to the whole coffee shop. They don't need to be like, oh, are you sure? Because the whipped cream has dairy. It's like, oh, no shit, it has dairy. I know it has dairy. You don't need to like act like I'm 4 years old. Like, if I ask for an oat milk latte and then I say add whipped cream, I'm not assuming this magical whipped cream is dairy free. But every time, bro, it just happened like an hour ago. I was like, can I get, there's a certain a coffee shop in Flag, it's called Macy's, and they have like a specialty house latte, and I get that, and I was like, can I swap it for oat milk? And but it comes with whipped cream or something. Yeah, like whipped cream and stuff in it. They're like, yeah, it's cool, but like, you know, the whipped cream has dairy, right? It's like, no shit. Yes, I can read the menu. Of course I should, but we don't have to announce it to the whole coffee shop. And then when they make it, they're like, oat milk latte, full dairy whipped cream. It's like, bro, come on. Like, I'm not a poser here. I just want to have some whipped
Good.
cream. It's okay.
Good on that barista, dude. He should put you on blast, you little
It's
boy.
everywhere, bro. It's
You're like,
crazy.
I want a hot chocolate, but I just don't want to call it that.
Yeah, exactly. Just, if I say oat milk latte with whipped cream, I know what I'm ordering. Don't ask questions. Like, don't make sure I know whipped cream has dairy in it. It's like, yes, I know. Thank you.
That's funny. Yeah, I mean, whipped cream does bang. I'm not gonna lie, I
It
do love whipped
does.
cream,
Like
but
a weekly latte. I don't get whipped cream on anything. And so when I go in and get the special $7 latte. I don't need some asshole being like, are you sure? Like, you know, it comes with whipped cream with dairy, right? And I was like, I can read the menu, bro. Yes, that's why I'm fucking ordering it. I would have said no whipped cream if I don't want whipped cream. It's crazy.
That's pretty funny. I agree with that barista putting you on blast. That's hilarious. I wish I was there. I would have doubled down on that for sure.
Oh, it happens so often. It's like you probably won't notice. I guess you don't get go out for coffee that much, but like I told it happens very often, and I don't know if people really notice it. It's like, because I feel like if you're asking ordering a latte, you kind of get interrogated sometimes of like, can I get a medium latte? They're like, oh, whole milk or oat milk. And it's like, oh, oat milk. They're like, oh, hot or ice. It's like iced. Oh, do you want extra ice or light ice? It's like you kind of get interrogated, so most people don't notice. But I told Elise that probably 2 months ago now. Like, I can't stand like that exact thing. Like, when I order an oat milk latte with whipped cream and they just are, or like a something that comes with whipped cream, but I say oat milk and they're just like, or milkshakes. It happens with fucking milkshakes too, bro.
Yeah,
If you get a
it does.
non-dairy milkshake and you say, can I add whipped cream? They're just like, you know the whipped cream has dairy in it. It's like, yes, I know. Thank you for even saying
Yeah.
that. And it's like, and so now, yeah, next time we get a coffee or like a milkshake, if you're there, you'll definitely notice it, because it is so absurdly out of pocket on their part. I mean, I guess it makes sense because a
On the
Karen could
no
definitely go
dairy
crazy,
part.
but
Yeah, on the no dairy part, you could definitely say that's like being considerate, but that it's just like a hilarious thing in general.
yeah, I
So.
can see people getting mad, but it's just like when they, it's more so upon the delivery. I don't mind when they're just like, are you cool with the whipped cream because it has dairy? It's like, yeah, I'm cool. But every time it's like oat milk latte with dairy whipped cream, or like non-dairy milkshake with add dairy whipped cream, is like, okay, we don't have to say that. Like, we could just play it off and just say what I ordered, and we don't have to put me on blast. But yeah,
For any
that's
baristas that
crazy.
might listen to this podcast and see Charlie come in, just scream,
Please,
"Hey,
please
the
have
fucking guy that
mercy.
got whipped cream! You're gonna be the only one in the coffee shop that got anything with whipped cream." So,
Yeah, have mercy on me, please. I just want some whipped cream.
God, oh, that's actually pretty funny. You're a little boy. All right, taking a transition. Maybe to a little bit morbid. Did you see, we didn't talk about this before we started recording. Did you see like the two plane crashes that happened this week?
Yeah, dude, it was
Oh
at
yeah, it was
DCA.
right.
That's
Yeah,
where I fly
that's right.
into. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fly into DCA, which is crazy, because I mean, it's, I was explaining this to the people here earlier too. It's like, when it happened, DCA is like, it's my favorite airport to fly into, because I can fly into Baltimore or DCA, like Reagan, to get to my house, my parents' house. They're both like 45 minutes away, but DCA is like very scenic. The airport is like a very, it's like a very nice infrastructure, and it's just very nice inside. It's kind of like a monument. And then when you fly in, you fly over the Potomac, so you can like see the cap. It's really cool. It's like a private jet, kind of. But they also use it for government, obviously governmental stuff. And so it's
Yeah.
like really small, but you can also get fucked on the tarmac, I guess, because if, say, like, not that it usually happens, but like Air Force One or like a super mumbo jumbo guy is on a PJ and you're just like trying to fly out, you can get stuck out there for a while. So it definitely has its faults. But yeah, bro, I saw that. It's crazy. I mean, it's so sad for a lot of reasons, but it's also crazy how people have reacted, and like the possibilities of like how it happened. And like, it seems like a lot of interesting stars have lined up about it. And like, I heard Trump is kind of being out of pocket about like who he's blaming and shit like that. It's like, yeah, it's super
Yeah.
sad.
From what I've heard, like the main thing, it sounds like they were short-staffed from an air traffic
Yeah.
control perspective, and normally they have two guys or two individuals running air traffic control for like that level of traffic at the airport, and they only had one. And it's interesting because my uncle was an air traffic controller for a long time, and he would always talk about it, like you have to be, and he did it, he's like 65 probably now. He probably retired like around 10 years ago, but he used to always talk about like how locked in you have to be, and like you really
Yeah.
have to. So I can imagine, I mean, yeah, it's really unfortunate for, I mean, obviously for all the people that, unfortunately lost their lives from that situation. But yeah, I just feel like it reflect it's just like a really unfortunate situation, but it's also just such an insane thing how we don't have the ability for like the helicopter or the plane to be able to like recognize that that's going to happen. Like
Right.
it's just crazy to me that that can even happen nowadays.
Yeah, it is wild. I've heard a lot of different theories of like the helicopter had one less co-pilot and they were practicing night flying, I guess. So they were wearing night vision goggles and the visibility isn't as good. And yeah, there's a lot of different theories, which is, I mean, it's nice, I guess, that there's a lot of different possibilities and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. But it's also just sad. It's like, I don't know. It's all over the news, which sucks because you just see it over and over again. And it's also those families just like see it nonstop, but they don't actually know what happened because then you hear conspiracy theories and you're not exactly sure who's at fault or if anyone's at fault. Or and then you just have people, yeah, saying some out of pocket stuff. And yeah, I think they recovered the black boxes on like Friday or Thursday night. So I'm interested to see if they'll release any of that. But yeah, that is just really fucked to see. It's really sad.
Yeah, it makes yeah, a bunch of people. I was actually I flew back to Colorado from a work trip the next day. Or sorry, flew back, yeah, flew back from Orlando to Colorado the next day, and a bunch of people I was flying with were like all like, "Oh, that's like pretty freaky, especially like right before you get on a flight." And like,
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, flying is like insanely safe, but yeah, I mean that's fair.
It is
But
crazy. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff unfortunately had to line up for like that exact thing to happen. And
yeah.
yeah, unfortunately everything lined up for, and then yeah, who knows if it was on purpose or whatever. But yeah, it's like everyone died and it's just this huge explosion. It's yeah, it's fucked.
Yeah. And then the other one, did you see the videos of the private jet like just torpedoing into Philly?
No.
Basically. That was the other
Uh-uh.
one. There was two.
Damn, no, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, it's insane. It literally looks like a missile.
Jeez.
Like, yeah, it just like hit like this residential area in Philly and like seven people passed away from it. It's like insane. But it literally looks like a missile like hit like this like residential area.
Damn.
Yeah, and it happened I think last night or Friday night. Yeah, that would be last night. So crazy.
Yeah.
So
Well, yeah, we glanced over that. We don't need to continue the dreary podcast
yeah,
right now.
sorry. I
That's
just think it's
your current
crazy.
news. That's tangent number
That's
two that probably no one cares about. I mean,
no.
I shouldn't say that. Everyone cares about, but like they don't listen to the podcast to hear our updates on
Dude,
current
okay, the la
events.
the la yeah, no, that's true. The last thing I'll say about that is I was walking into the gym and
Yeah.
I saw it was like in the rec center, it was like on the TV. It just said private jet like crashes in Philly. And I was
Yeah.
like, because like that's the industry I was just in, and I was like, holy shit, I wonder if it's from a company that like I know of. It wasn't, but yeah,
Dang.
anyways. They just
That would
said
be
private
wild.
jet. They just said private jet. It ended up being like a it was a like medevac, or it was like a medical private jet. So it's like transporting like sick people, or yeah, it just basically has like medical resources on board, basically. Anyways, all right.
Jeez.
All right, what's next? We can get away from that. Sorry.
Yeah, we gotta
Okay,
get
we should
how many
talk.
people have not listened?
Yeah,
Please
we
stick
should.
with us.
Yeah, stick with us. All right, I think we should talk about the races. We could talk about the races last week in the half marathon, or when was that? Two
Yeah, we didn't
weekends
talk
ago?
about that. Houston
And then,
was, yeah, last
yeah,
week.
what's I think so. Yeah, you should talk about that because I'm curious, like. Because obviously you're very close in that world. Like, what was your takeaway? Like, what were some of your
Yeah.
takeaways from, watching that, being, involved in the road scene?
Yeah, I'm curious. I would love to hear from the listeners on this. We always say it's not a running podcast, and I really think it is obviously not a running podcast, but I do think like we've gotten feedback before that it is like we have two very interesting perspectives on the running world. So I'm wondering, maybe we could look into like, well, I guess we do it already, like any current running events.
Yeah,
I'm
we
just
should. I
thinking out
mean, we should
loud.
always talk
But
about
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, especially with like the seasons like really starting to get underway, there's going to be interesting running stuff for us to
True.
talk about every week. So this is going to be like maybe 10% of a running podcast,
We're feeling out the waters of becoming a running podcast. Watch
okay?
out, coffee
If we
talk.
have any guests, which hopefully we do, they will probably be
They'll
running
probably be runners,
running
and probably
adjacent.
most people who listen to this are probably runners. But Houston half, we were supposed to talk about this last week. We glanced over it or glazed over it a little bit. But yeah, long story short, Connor Mance, American record 59:17 or so, took like 26 seconds off of the record. Wayne also ran an American record. Not sure what that turned out to be, but yeah, I think there was a lot of buildup. I think most of our listeners will know about Sidious Mag, and there was a lot of buildup around Connor Mance racing Joe Klecker for the American record. And then Clayton Young also joined in on like 17 days notice, which is crazy. It's really cool for Clayton because he's been on fire. And then they made this like doc, like three, I think it was three episodes,
It was
maybe four
two. It was
episodes.
two.
Oh, two episodes
They were like two, like 30 or 25 to 30 minute episodes.
of basically surrounding Joe and Connor, and then Connor got hurt, and then so one of them was around Clayton, blah blah blah. I think I think it's cool. I think that record was Ryan Hall's record from 2000, I think it was 16 years old, 2008, 2009. That record, I'm surprised hasn't didn't go down before. It is really good. It was like 59:40 or 30s pi or something. That record is really good, and it's crazy that Ryan basically did that. I think it was at Houston, pretty much solo in the old like whatever shoe you're running in 2008, like a Streak LT or something, which is bonker. Like it just reminds you how good Ryan Hall was way before anyone was really that good. But yeah, I think it's cool that Connor took it, especially because he was a little bit banged up and wasn't really training. But yeah, I was a little upset at like the publicity behind it. It was just like Joe and Connor, it was all about them. And then like once Connor got hurt, I felt like they were like, oh, Clayton's gonna be there too. But also there was like Hilary Bor was there. He could have gotten the American record. Like there was some really good American dudes. And then Morgan Pearson was there, who ran like 61 low in Valencia, and Morgan McDonald was there, and he's not American, but he also could have, like, I mean, he trains in America. So I was a little bummed about it was a crazy field, like American wise, and they only really had focus around Joe and Connor. Like Reed Fisher was there, and like I mean, there was, and Frank started. I don't think he had a great race, but yeah, I mean, Hillary was there. So it's just like, I see the novelty of like following Connor around, but for me, it felt like it was kind of just gatekeeping of like Joe versus Connor. Whereas, like, there is a world that neither one of them got the record and somebody else did. Like, Hillary could have gotten the record
100%.
or like someone of that caliber, because there's so many guys running nuts on the roads right now. And I also thought, like, fucking chair. I also thought, I don't know. I would be curious to ask Joe. I haven't talked to him since after the race, but if he felt pressured to kind of like pursue that narrative, because it's like at the end of the day, it's your debut half marathon. I mean, my first half marathon, I had no clue what the fuck I was doing, and I ran like 63:30, which is the only half I've ran, but it was like decent. But I think I could run 90 to 2 minutes faster than that right now. I mean, Joe ran like 61 essentially flat, which is really good for a debut, but I feel like he was pursuing this narrative of like debuting in that half marathon American record, which was a 16-year-old record. And it's just like, it kind of, I don't know, I think he kind of got lost in the sauce of that. Like, I kind of wish he, for his sake, he didn't say like, I'm going for the record. And instead just saying, I'm going to debut on the roads, not sure what I'm expecting, and ran 61, then it would have been like, oh, that's a sick race for Joe. Or then he could have ran the American record, and people would have been like, holy fuck, that's nuts. But now, because he was to the naked eye, like close to 90 seconds behind Connor, it's like, oh, Joe had a bad race. It's like, Joe didn't have a bad race. Like 61 minutes is still 2 minutes under the half Olympic trials standard for US, and it's like really good. But also now it paints a picture of like, oh, he wasn't that good. And I think he was bummed about that. At least on his Strava, he kind of said he didn't have the race he wanted, which is fair, but I think it kind of doubled down on him and was like, oh, you were so far off the American record. And like, so yeah, I'm curious. I would be curious about that. But no, I think it was cool. I mean, I listened to actually the Sidious podcast with Connor yesterday, and it sounded like it was pretty miserable. Like, it sounded like it was really cold and pretty
Yeah, it looked
windy.
like it was awful. Like it was
Yeah, which
cold as
is.
shit and windy, which makes Connor's time and
Yeah.
what everyone ran even more impressive in my opinion. If it
Yeah, and
depends on
it's
how
nice.
windy it was, but yeah.
Right. And I thought about running Houston too, because it's like everyone runs fast in Houston. And I'm honestly so glad I didn't for a lot of different reasons. But that was also a thought, is like, when I was thinking about running Houston, it was basically right after Chicago, and I would have had to been training pretty hard for a lot longer than I already have. And I was worried that I was going to get to Houston and it was going to potentially be shitty weather, because it's like very hit or miss in Houston in January. And although it sounds like it didn't affect really many people, it you just don't want to like involve yourself in a race that you wake up at 4 a.m. in Houston and you look outside and it's like 15 degrees. Is like, that would have been hard to get over, because I already wasn't super bought into doing it. So very selfishly, I was glad I didn't go. But yeah, it was cool. I mean, it was cool to see the American record, and I think it'll go. I mean, 59:17 is legit, but I think, like, once the guys that are on the track, like Joe has another crack at it, or Woody is running a half pretty soon and wants to go on the roads, and I think the track guys are
Yeah,
gonna.
it'll be in the 58s for sure, in like the near
Yeah.
future.
I think the half marathon will be a lot closer to the 10K. Like, I think you'll see people running the half and then running the 10K in the on the track in the spring, versus like, you don't necessarily have to do a half marathon and then you're a road guy. I think you can
Yeah.
be like a sub 28 guy and then be a 59 minute guy now because of training and shoes. So I think that's kind of moving in this that kind of direction. So for all
Yeah.
those guys that are thinking about leaving the track and going to the roads, just stay the fuck away from the marathon, please, until I get my bag, and then you can come on the roads, but just let me have this for a little bit longer.
Oh shit, that was funny. No, yeah, I think you make a good point. It's kind of like a it's like if, you know, Val being a steepler pops up to the 5K, maybe not like quite as extreme, but you
Yeah.
know, yeah, I agree, especially with like shoe technology and training. Yeah, I think doing a half marathon, I mean, if you think about it, it's actually the same thing. It's very close to the same thing, like it's basically just double the distance of a 10K, like a little bit more, but yeah.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
yeah, I agree with you. But I just to like add on to your point around like the Joe Connor narrative, I completely agree. And like not being in the scene, I think that was the thing that I kept saying to like Val. It's like, I'm sure he's gonna go run really fast, but if he doesn't break the record or he doesn't like finish like right with Connor,
Yeah.
he's it's going to be this thing where it's like, oh, it's this disappointing race.
Which is
And
a
it,
bummer,
yeah,
because it's
it's
you only
totally a
get one
bummer.
debut, and if you frame your debut into being like, if I don't get the American record, it's a bummer. That's so like it's I mean, it's just sad in general, because I'm sure he was bummed about that. Like, he didn't have the race he wanted, but also he was far off the American record. Now his debut just looks like he'll always remember that, and it's like, that's such a bummer. You should go
Yeah.
into a debut distance, especially like, he's never raced on the roads before. I was like, you should be stoked on that and like have nothing to lose. Like Morgan McDonald ran 60, like maybe a couple of seconds in front of Joe, and I think he was pretty stoked on that. I think he also thought he could have ran faster, but he didn't have like any cloud over his head, and people were like, yeah, Morgan McDonald's legit, that was a good debut. But Joe was like 5 seconds back, and people are just like, oh, Joe, like, what was happening, what's wrong? It's like, nothing's wrong. It was just like this narrative
It's
that
like,
was pushed,
yeah.
which is a bummer.
Well, it's also, I mean, dude, it's like if a kid pops up in, you know, I guess as like a different example, it's like if you go from Formula 2 to Formula
Yeah.
1 and you like call your shot being like, I'm gonna win my first race, and you're going
Right.
against a bunch of people that are just like absolute studs who have experience. It's just like, yeah, it's not impossible, but it's really fucking hard.
Right.
And then like, yeah, it would. I hadn't thought about, to be honest, I hadn't thought about the narrative that maybe he was, or the possibility that he was kind of like pushed into that narrative because people wanted to create it and kind of create a story around it, which I think is good for the
Yeah.
sport.
Right.
But yeah, that is an interesting point. But I mean, with that being said, if like Joe did drive that and then like he called a shot and then he did it, it would have
Yeah.
been pretty
That would have
gangster.
been
But
legendary. Yeah, I've been crazy.
but it is a little bit of a bummer. Like I fully expected Connor to like win that race or set the American
Right.
record. Like in
Yeah.
my head, I didn't even really like, to be honest, like as a fan. And not necessarily someone who's like super knowledgeable about like half marathons or even the marathon in general. I just was like, if anyone's gonna win the race, it's gonna be Connor. If anyone's gonna set the
Yeah.
American, it's gonna be Connor. And I was like, I think Joe's cool, but I personally didn't see it happening because I just
Yeah,
think
it's
it's
just
so
to
difficult to
me
do
it
on your first race.
to run that fast on your first to run that fast in general, I think people still undersell the roads. Is like even a half marathon, it's like most of your training runs are going to be close to 13 miles, but it's like you're still kind of ripping for an hour straight versus like the longest a 10K runner is running is like 28 minutes. So it's like it's still very different. Even if you're really good at training, it's just like takes experience. And that's why, I mean, it's cool to do something new. Is like I'm sure if I ran a steeple right now, I would run like, I don't know, 10 minutes, but my next steeple would be like 9 minutes because it's like the learning curve is so crazy. And I think just like that's part of it. And like you can be really good, obviously. And if there's outliers, people debut in crazy times. But yeah, I think just in like very generally speaking, Connor was in a better position because he's ran on the roads for like 3 years or 2 years and like ran at the Olympics. And it's just like he knows the roads and he's just like very road centric versus like if it was a 10K on the track, I think Joe could beast Connor up right now because Joe's just very used to running on the track right now. But yeah, so that's my takeaway there. But yeah, Joe's running, shout out. He's running another half, the USA Half Champs March 2nd. So he's gonna
Oh,
try
he's
it the
going for
half
it
again.
again. Did he announce that
Yeah,
on his
and
Instagram?
his Strava.
Oh,
So it was like
okay.
might have been in the comments or something. But yeah, he's racing that. So, and I know I've seen the start list for that. That race is because that race qualifies you for a world running championships, which is in San Diego, which is dope this year. But yeah, that race is pretty stacked. So that'll be cool to see what he can do there. I mean, he could potentially make a world running team. That would be cool. But
Is it a fast course?
it's in Atlanta. So I think it's on one of the parts of the 2020 trials course. I think it's supposed to be decently fast. Not like a Houston fast, but like Atlanta in March should be decently warm. And I think the roads are pretty wide. So yeah, I think it'll be pretty fast. I would guess it'll be one in like 60 mid to 60 high because I think it's still a little hilly, but yeah. So shout out Joe.
Shout out Joe. I think it's the same thing, like just for comparison's sake. I know there were some people at the Olympic trials in the marathon that were like hoping to make the Olympic marathon team and their first
Yeah.
time running the marathon, and it's like
Right, which is what I just thought of too, but then I thought of Fiona O'Keefe literally did that. She won the Olympic trials in her debut
yeah.
marathon.
Well, no,
So,
that's the thing, like it can happen. Like those Cinderella
right.
stories can happen,
Yeah.
but it's like you can't. I think the thing is, I think you can have that goal, but it shouldn't be your expectation, you
Yeah.
know,
Right, right,
because
right, right.
it's just, especially, and again, I've never run a marathon, but there's just so much time, like when you're racing, that so much shit can happen. So much could go wrong. Like something, like you get to mile 20 and you feel great, and then, you know, the wheels fall off and you never have, you know, run the last 6 miles in a marathon. Like it's just,
Right.
I mean, it's just interesting. But yeah, I think moral of the story, you know, the roads, you know, from a fan perspective, look hard as shit. So
Yeah, the roads, I mean it's a totally different animal, but yeah, so that's the roads from last week, and then this week has already been crazy with like the true BU races, whatever it's like Boston Invite or whatever, David. Or not the Valentine, I don't know, whatever it is. But yeah, the Boston races yesterday was pretty much all the women. Today is all the men. And then tomorrow is New Balance Grand Prix. And then next week, I guess we would re hopefully record. I think, yeah, I think we'll be able to record before Melrose is on Sunday. or no, Millrose is on Saturday, so it'll be pretty close. If we
Millrose is
record
Sunday
before.
next week. Yeah.
Millrose is Saturday of next week, so I'm not sure
Oh,
if we'll
okay.
record before or not. But yeah, so lots of indoor track going on, lots of annoyingly fast times being thrown down from college people as usual. Shelby, shout out Shelby Houlihan, returned to the track today. She just won a 3K at Arkansas, so that was cool to see her return.
Did she
And
have pacers in
then,
that race?
yeah, Chrissy Greer paced her through 1400, I think.
Okay. Chrissy Greer ran pretty fast too in the mile.
Yeah. So
Yeah.
people are, which is, it's, I mean, interesting. They at Arkansas, but yeah. And then Elise ran at Boston. She opened her 10-day stint on the East Coast in a 420. Let's go.
Yeah,
420
she
mile.
smashed it.
Number, I've seen number four and number six American all time. So it's one of the two. I think it's
No,
number four.
here,
Mike.
I'm looking at it right now. Shit. So Lisa's time was 4:28.83, number four US all-time indoors.
Yeah. So yeah, that was pretty sweet. And then she races New Balance tomorrow and Millrose next week. So yeah. Trying to think who else was
All right,
racing.
I can run through it. I got it all up here. All right, was this last weekend? Okay, that was last weekend. All right, so this weekend, looks like Riley Chamberlain shows BYU ran 4:26, Elise ran 4:20, Nikki Hiltz ran 8:32 in the 3K. Whitney Morgan ran 14:48 in the 5. Lexi Halliday, the leader, ran 14:57. Ella Donahue ran 14:50. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of order. Shout out Diljit's like pro team and collegiate team, dude. They have an insane amount of studs, and they had three girls break 15, and then Simone and Courtney Wayman were, 15:01 and 15:10. So I mean that's a pretty crazy group. They're crushing it. And then I think the other most notable one is Ethan Strand running 3:48.
348's nuts.
That it's fucked, dude.
That's like actually number three in history, like all time. Not American. Because the indoor world record is 346. Which Jakob's going for that, I think next week. Hopefully he
That's
gets it. That would
insane.
look really good for Koros. So Jakob, if you're listening, please try your hardest.
Five people that are listening, it's also Jakob Ingebrigtsen.
Yeah, Jakob just happened to stumble upon it.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah, that would be insane. 3:48 though, dude, in college, it's like mind-boggling to me. Also, I mean, you might have known about Ethan Strand before this year, but I had not heard of him until he broke the indoor 3K record earlier in the season. So he's kind of like come out of, at least from my seat, kind of come out of from nowhere. Whereas
Yeah,
like,
he's young too.
well, and his teammate Parker Wolf is like was an Olympian, and now he's kind of even overshadowing him, which is kind of
Which is,
crazy.
yeah, which is, yeah, it's, that is crazy. They're both coached by the old Stanford coach, Milt. Shout out Milt. Vanessa was over. She is,
Oh, did he move from Stanford to UNC?
yeah, he went a couple of years, 2 or 3 years ago, I think. Maybe even four, but yeah, he's at UNC now. And so yeah, lots of Stanford reps around here. Vanessa just, she came over to watch the Shelby race. And then she just left. So I think she didn't tell me she listened to the last episode, but if she makes it this far in this episode, shout out Vanessa, shout out Milt, Stanford. We need as much clout as we can. But yeah, those guys
Yeah,
are,
we know cool people. Come on.
they're both Nike NIL guys, which is cool. And I think they're trying, or a lot of coaches I know are trying to get them to move, like figure out what they're going to do next, whether they're going to stay in like Chapel Hill at UNC with Mill, or they're going to come like to Flagstaff. Or I saw Parker Wolf, he visited OAC prior to us leaving. He was out in Boulder. He's a Colorado, he's like a Cherry Creek kid, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Parker Wolf grew up in like I can't remember, but he's a Colorado
Really?
kid. So
I did
yeah.
not know that. Holy shit, that's cool. Shout out
Yeah,
Colorado.
so yeah, I think those boys are going crazy. It just makes me so glad. I mean, I miss the track a lot and I miss CU a lot. But I am so glad I'm not putting up with this bullshit anymore. Just like running a PR. Like I would be so stoked when I was running a PR, like at CU for whatever reason, we would never go to BU. We'd always go to Dempsey, like I don't know. I don't know. Not to get
Yeah, what are your
resentful, but
comments? What are your comments on that? Did you
I
want to
just
go to
would hate.
BU?
I always want to go to BU, but then I would also hate just like running a PR or like I was a couple seconds off the CU school record a couple times, and then just like opening up Twitter or Instagram and just seeing people run 30 seconds faster than I did. It's like fuck, this isn't even fun. Like it's not even cool. So I don't miss that. But yeah, college racing is going a little ballistic. I
Yeah,
feel like it's not as
it's
crazy as it
actually
used to be.
crazy. Well, dude, it's just crazy how much, just as a sport, I mean, the top level collegiates are, I mean, they're basically just world class runners.
Yeah.
I
I mean,
mean,
yeah, they're
Ethan,
making the Olympics from the USA team, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like Ethan Strand would be, I mean, is now a world class like miler. Like he could be competitive in, I mean, like realistically, like with that time, I would imagine you're basically being, you could be competitive in like the Olympic final, like, or you could be there, right?
Yeah,
It's
I mean,
just
that's like a
so.
331 or 332 1500 split, probably.
Right.
I
I
think
mean,
he
it's just,
had like
it's
17.
insane. Right.
Yeah, it's wild. And the world
Yeah.
standard was 335. That's 4 seconds under the world standard.
Yeah, it's just crazy, dude. I remember when we were in college, and again, I was not a very good runner, but I remember there was like, I think it was like the London Diamond League or something, and there was like 13 guys that ran sub 13, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing in this sport? Like, I never, like, I can't even break fucking 14. So yeah, it is crazy how good people are nowadays, but. Dude, I am really excited for Elise's 3K at New Balance tomorrow. That'll be really interesting. That's a really good field.
Yeah, that field's interesting. There's a lot of interesting, like I feel like I told her this the other day, like indoors is really, especially for pros in like a world's year or like an Olympic year, like indoors for some pros is like some pros are really on and then some pros are really off, but within
Yeah.
like by the time outdoor rolls around, everyone's within like the same kind of ballpark. But yeah, it's you never really know what type of like pro is going to show up to an indoor race. Is like they're all, I feel like it's very stereotypical that most of them are like it's they're together through halfway and then some of them really blow up and get lapped and then some of them like absolutely ball out and it's more of like a sustainability thing. Like you just have to make sure you're recovering and taking your breaks and stuff. But yeah, I think that field is going to be really interesting because you have like Jessica Hall, like who knows what shape she's in, Emma Coburn, who knows what shape she's in, like Parker Valby's debut, like who knows what shape she's in. And then there's like rumors, of course, people come and go through flag, which has been interesting to be a part of like what shape some people are in or workouts people are doing. So it's like, yeah, indoors is wild. And I think this week is interesting because I feel like most of those people who are running New Balance are also doubling back for Milrose, whether it's in the 3K again, like Elise or the mile or something like that. So yeah, it's going to be really, it's cool for pros to be kind of like very dialed in within like a week. Like I think the New Balance and Milrose double is like really cool to watch because I feel like aside from USA indoors, like when Val won USA indoors is like I feel like it kind of went under the radar that she won USA's essentially because it was
Yeah.
indoors.
That 3K was actually pretty stacked when she ran it. Like Whitney and her like went to the
Yeah.
haunt. That was such a sick race. God, I love
Yeah.
that race. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think the 3K tomorrow will be really fast. It's also I feel like in general, indoor is such a weird it's such a weird season because it's an there's interesting opportunities to run fast and like maybe make some prize money or maybe get some bonuses here or there, but there's kind of like it kind of like, besides like going after records, it's kind of pointless. Like it's one of those
Yeah.
things where it's like, if the person's like really excited about it, then they should go like race in some capacity one way or another.
Right.
Or like you just see people train through and just prepare for outdoors, because that's obviously kind of where, all of the races that you really want to make sure you're ready for are there too.
And I
So it's
think,
like,
yeah, contracts are
go ahead.
built more around outdoors, like making a world outdoor team versus world indoors, or like,
Is way more important for sure. For
yeah. And
sure.
so that's a bummer, because I mean, yeah, like we'll see, like you said, tomorrow, and then at Mill, like Millrose is always a banger, but even tomorrow, like Noah Lyles is racing New Balance Indoor Grand Prix, is like, it's, it will be a crazy meet. But yeah, it's like this week, it's like 7 days, like this week and next week, in 7 days, and then the indoor season is basically done, unless people, like you said, want to go for indoor worlds, which are in China, which is also like, I'm not sure what China in, like, I don't know, February is like, but it's probably not super sought after versus like making a world team in Tokyo. It's just like outdoor
No,
track is a lot more
I don't
glam.
think it's viewed the same way at all.
Yeah,
I
which
feel
is a
like
bummer because it's still worlds.
yeah. No, for sure. It is weird. Have I Chuck, have I talked to you about my like I it not that it's a unique idea, but like the my idea around like how to really help track with like the league like aspect
Yeah.
of it. Have
Yeah,
we
I think
talked about that
so.
on the podcast before?
I think so. Maybe the first episode, or we glanced on it, because we talked about
Yeah.
pretty much what's it called for the first podcast.
We talked about Grand Slam. I think Grand Slam
Grand Slam, yeah.
moral of the story is like the right thing, but I think if you want to make like indoor more sought after, like worlds more sought after, it's you have to like if you look at all the biggest sports in the world, they have leagues, right? If you look at the NFL, the
Oh yeah,
NBA, like so, and they all build like right like consecutively into like kind of a crescendo event, which could be worlds, right? But they all have to be like recognized as like, yeah, you I think that if you're able to build like an indoor league, right? And that indoor league built into worlds instead of these like sporadic races that people can kind of pick and choose, and like if you don't do it, it doesn't really have any negative effect, or you do, it's like positive if you get a record or you get a bonus or whatever, but it's kind of all like individualized, right? Like,
Yeah.
but if you made it like this group thing, and I think that's why Grand Slam track, if it's able to like work in like a few years, if you're able to somehow create like a Grand Slam track that integrates with world championships and creates this kind of like league that everyone is competing a part of, everyone wants to be in, right? Like every football player needs to be in the NFL,
Yeah,
right?
right.
Or right, or Formula One. That's my theory. And it needs to be kind of like built. It's kind of like the Diamond League, right? Like you have to qualify for the Diamond League on points. I think that makes a lot of sense, but you need it to be, I feel like for you need the consistency. That's like what the league should provide, is like consistent events, consistent fields, like consistent matchups, and not this like I think track is so hurt by the inconsistencies, right? Like
Yeah.
you get New Balance, the 3K, which is like really good because there's a bunch of great people in it, and like you'll get Millrose, but then after that you kind of don't have anything, right?
Right.
So it's like, okay, well, and then if no one go, like think about it this way, it's very possible that like New Balance Indoor Grand Prix and like Millrose are more like viewed than like Worlds is potentially,
For sure. Yeah, I
right?
agree.
Like that
Yeah, I
doesn't
think
make
so.
any sense. Like that doesn't make
Yeah.
any sense. And I'm not even saying that's true. It's just like it could be, right?
I would believe
So
it, yeah.
yeah, anyways, I think the sport desperately needs like a consistent league, and I think Grand Slam track's the right step in that, but I think for it to like really be cohesive and really grow the sport, it needs to tie into the world championships or tie into the Olympics somehow. And because it's like the consistency, right? Like think about every Sunday or like every Thursday, Sunday, Monday, you're like, all right, we got like Monday night football, Thursday night football, like Sunday all day football, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's a horrible idea, but I feel like that would be a huge help to the
Yeah.
sport to like
Right.
have consistent matchups, like consistent storylines, right? Like everyone wants to see the fucking Chiefs lose, because,
I was
right?
yeah.
So.
Yeah, how'd your bets do last week? I think you said you were gonna bet on both the Eagles and the Commanders. Or no, the Bills and the Commanders.
Yeah, I did. No. So I bet on the Bills, which, I mean, let's all be honest. Josh Allen got that first down, so that was a first down. That was a first down. Yeah, I lost like I think I lost $20 on that game. Which wasn't a big deal. But the Eagles, I didn't end up betting on the Commanders. I really wanted to see Austin Eckler, who went to Western, which is where Chuck and I went to school. But they lost, they got obliterated by the Eagles. But I went full degen on that game, and I was doing like live drive bets on like the Eagles, and I had one really good one cash. It was like +320 for a touchdown on a live drive, and yeah, I freaked out about that. So that kind of like
Nice.
supplemented my whole weekend of betting. So I didn't lose any money the whole weekend. I broke even. I started with like $25 in my DraftKings and ended with $25 in my DraftKings. So yeah,
Nice.
but unfortunately, we have another fucking Chiefs Super Bowl. And I know a lot of people don't like the Eagles, so I know this isn't like a super sought after Super Bowl, but Phil loves the Chiefs. Or sorry, not the fucking
The
Chiefs.
Eagles, yeah,
The
jeez.
Eagles, yeah. So that'll be cool because I'm sure I'll go watch the Super Bowl with Phil. But yeah, please God, let the Eagles win that. I think it's bad for football. I genuinely think it's bad for
Wow.
football if the Chiefs win a third time in a row with all the shit. I don't know. Maybe
I don't
that's
think
probably
it's
being.
bad for football.
I think it's overly dramatic take, but I really can't wrap my head around that happening again.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you mean by bad for football. I think the NFL would profit like no other off of that, and it would technically break like records of back to back to back. Like it would be yeah, I mean it'd be cool for like the dynasty thing, like the Chicago Bulls were a part of a dynasty, and I'm sure at that time they're like, this is bad for the sport, but they would the NFL like it could be bad for football, the sport of football, to have this team
Here,
hypothetically
let me say it
fraudulent
this way.
team, but NFL
Yes.
would cash out.
Okay, let me say it this way. If the Chiefs win straight up, there's no like sketchy ref calls, and it's just like a good game and they fucking win, all power to them, whatever. If they win and there's some bullshit, fuck the Chiefs, fuck the refs, that's bad for football because like
Yeah.
you can't let the narrative get too, because there is a huge narrative around the Chiefs that like the refs help them win.
Right.
So, and there
Yeah.
is like some fairly like very borderline things that have happened in a lot of their games that if they didn't go their way, could have totally changed the outcome of the game. So, and I don't think that's even biased. I think if you look at the game unbiasedly, the game, like, I mean, the Bills game, like that fourth down, dude, first of all, so Kincaid got that first down or on the third down.
Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
On the third down. And then I remember they marked it and it was like fourth and inches. And I'm like, what the fuck? There's no way
Yeah.
that was that looked like a first down. So I don't even know why it went to fourth down. And then it went to fourth down and all the replays, it's like, dude, he's so close. And the refs came in on opposite ends on like different spots. And then they give it to the ref that is behind. It's just, I don't know. I hate the Chiefs. I'm trying to be not biased, but I hate the Chiefs so much.
Is this what getting old is like? You just find random stuff to get mad about.
I yeah, probably.
You got
Yeah,
that
you
first
have
down, damn
dude, it's like Shane Gillis, like you get older and you also get like more Republican
Yeah, more
or
yeah, more
something.
conservative.
Yeah, more conservative.
Yeah.
You start getting into history and you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, anyways, I'll probably put a decent amount. I don't know. What do you think a good bet is? I mean, would you bet against the? I'm gonna bet on the Eagles for sure.
Yeah. I don't know if I
But
would bet
it's.
against the Chiefs. I had a couple parlays that didn't hit, but we're pretty close. I was surprised at how good I did. Yeah, Chiefs are -130 favorites, so it's pretty even.
Yeah,
Percentage
it
of bets
is. You
placed
can
on
make.
DraftKings right now, 54% of people are betting on the Eagles. So,
Dude, that's one thing I
yeah.
saw that was really funny. I saw this like TikTok or reel or something where this guy was making the case for everyone to bet on the Chiefs last week. So then, like, if everyone bet on the Chiefs, that, there would be a phone call basically saying, like, hey guys, like, we literally can't afford to pay this out. So you gotta let the Bills win.
Day.
Yeah. So maybe we've got this all fucked up. Everyone needs to bet on the Chiefs, and then it won't happen. So I bet like $20 for Chiefs
Yeah.
not to win the Super Bowl. That'd be worth it, and
I
lose that
think that
money.
was, yeah, I think I bet on the Super Bowl last year, and that was one of my most sizable wins last year. I think I bet on the Chiefs winning and like Patrick Mahomes to throw for over like 200 yards. And I think that was one of my most sizable wins. Definitely not the most sizable, but that was pretty up there. I think I was up kind of fat after that one. But
What was the bet? Like, what were the odds on it, and how much did you bet on it?
not all of us can remember the odds of a bet I made a year ago on a
All
parlay.
right,
I
guess it
think I
wasn't
put
very
down 20
important,
bucks.
Charlie.
I think I put down 20 bucks and probably cashed for 50 or something. Like I was like, I
Okay, so it
doubled
was
a
like plus
little, but
220. Yeah.
yeah, I don't
Yeah. Yeah.
know.
Well, fair enough. Yeah,
But
hopefully the Eagles can pull it out. Also, I've become a huge fan of Saquon Barkley.
yeah.
He's like seems like a really actually like good person too, and he's just like a stud. So
Yeah, Saquon's been going crazy.
yeah, so that'll be sick. But yeah, we'll see about that, dude. One thing that I don't know if you'd be interested in talking about this. Have you been following the Formula One, like Lewis Hamilton, like starting a Ferrari thing at all?
No, I haven't followed Formula One in probably 8 months, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, that's on you, dog. I don't know. Okay, I gotta talk about this. I want to talk about two things related to Ferrari that hopefully you'll find interesting. All right, I'm a huge Lewis Hamilton hater, but all of the like pictures and like everything around him going to Ferrari are so sick. Like, I can't even
Yeah.
hate. Like, that guy has crazy aura. Like, there's this picture of him at Maranello, which is like the headquarters of Ferrari. Like, he went there for his like first day with the Formula One team at the factory, and they took this picture where there was like seven windows like open. So people were saying that they did that to show like Lewis Hamilton's seven Formula One world title victories, and then there was a doorway to an eighth. And
Wow.
it was honest. I was like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. Like, Val and I both aren't huge Lewis Hamilton fans because we got really into Formula One when he was just literally destroying everyone back in 2020.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, so I've been like a huge Lewis Hamilton hater, but I will say when he got to Ferrari, all the pictures that came out are crazy. Like, there's this picture, I'll send it to you after the pod. Do you know what like a carbon press looks like, how they make like carbon fiber?
No.
They're like these giant tubes, basically. They're like these giant cylinders, and it's like an oven. They like cook the carbon because it's basically like a weaved material that's like loose. It's like a t-shirt before it goes in. Not like that, but
Yeah.
it's like loose, and then they cook it and it becomes what it is, like a finished carbon product. But he's stand it's like this all red, it's this giant tube, it's like as big as like a you know like the it's like the size of my house, but it's like a
Damn.
giant tube, and there's just
And you've got a
this
big house.
no shut the fuck up it but it's all red, it's like bright Ferrari red, and it's just got like the
Dang.
Ferrari logo like right in the middle of it, and he's just like standing in front of it like a gangster, and I was like, I want to hate this, but this is so dope. Yeah, and then he had his first testing day, and there was like a million people that showed up to the testing
Dang.
day. It's pretty cool. I mean, it is like, I can't lie, like being a Formula One fan, even though, yeah, it was sick. I think it's good move on Ferrari, good move on Lewis Hamilton. It was pretty cool. So I don't know if you have anything to comment on that, but I think it's kind of sick. So
Yeah, no comment, unfortunately. I fell out of following it. I mean, the races were so late, and then I was watching on YouTube. And I would watch on YouTube on like my personal Mac, and then that was where the algorithm fit in with the F1 stuff, and then that Mac totally broke, and so the F1 hasn't fit into the YouTube algorithm of my work computer, unfortunately.
that's
Yeah, I've
fair.
been out of the F1 loop, but yeah, I mean, I can't. I when you said that, like 2020. I feel like I got into it like 2021, a little bit after you, because you guys were into it like quicker than me. But 2020 was 5 years ago. That is crazy.
Dude, that's another
Like,
thing,
you've
like
been
time.
into F1 for 5 years, but then I was like, 2020 was like when COVID went fucking crazy. That was 5 years ago. Like, holy shit. Half a
Dude,
decade?
rewind. Donald Trump was still president back
That's
then.
crazy.
We're in a time machine, bro. Yeah, I know it is crazy to think that's 5 years ago. Crazy. I mean, time flies way too quick, for sure.
Yeah,
But
time be flying. Did you see this past week Nike released the Pegasus Premium?
yeah,
Bro, those look so sick. Does Val have any?
yeah, she got some. And so I had this buddy that worked for Nike, and he always talked
Yeah.
about how like the Zoom Air, like those like packets, you know, like what the whole midsole is basically made out of, were like really
Yeah.
heavy, and like the technology was like not good. And Val was like telling me about them, like, oh, those are gonna fucking suck. Like they're gonna be really heavy. And then she got the pair, and they were so light. And
Yeah.
Val was like, dude, these are fucking incredible.
Yeah.
I
They
was
I
giving her,
wanted a pair so bad.
I asked Val for a pair already, and she's like, I don't think I can get any. I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, we should probably just like look around, you know, see if we can find one. But
Yeah.
they look sick. They look sick,
They do
and
look
they're
sick.
super fucking light too. So.
Yeah, which is crazy because I think they're like the heaviest shoe that Nike's released in a while. But yeah, I was like, drop day was what, Thursday the 30th, and it was like dropping at 8 a.m. And so I logged on to see if I could just cop a pair just to have, and then they were released for like 2:10, and so I had it in my cart, and then I was like entered the line, and then
Oh shit.
I found it on a Heartbreak Run, and then I was like all caught up in like the holy shit, these are selling out, I need to get my hands on a pair. And so then I was like going through all the checkout, and I was like, total for your purchase of these. I mean, I run too much to run in pegs, and I don't really like pegs that much. And then I was like, I don't even know if I'll like these shoes. They look dope as hell, and maybe I'll wear them to the gym and like traveling. But am I really about to pay $220 shipped to get these peg premiums? And I was like, oh man. So thankfully I talked myself off that ledge. But yeah, they sold out on Nike pretty quick. I think they did a good job like marketing, because I mean, they're running shoes. They're supposed to be running shoes, but they released probably, I don't know, 500 or 1,000 pairs or something. So they sold out, and there's a lot of novelty behind it. But yeah, they look dope as hell, and I would like to get a pair at some point. But the
Yeah,
Vomera
they
18, bro, I'm holding out. At the end of
not.
February, the Vomera 18, those are gonna be so sick. I'm so stoked
Yeah.
for those.
Did has Elise been training in the premiums?
No, she got a half size too big, so she
Oh, okay.
they're just like too boxy, and it is just like kind of tough to like. I mean, I think they are a very interesting shoe to like figure out what you use them for, from what I've seen on reviews in general. But
Yeah. I think they're just
yeah,
training. I think they're just trainers.
they're just hefty trainers, kind of.
Dude, you'll find this funny. I was so Val was on the treadmill last night, ripping a double or yeah. Last night she did a double T, and she warmed up in the premiums and like cooled down in them. And she, I like helped her. I was like with her when she was like finishing up her workout on the treadmill, and she's like jogging her cool down on the woodway, and she's like, these fucking premiums are so goddamn amazing. And I'm like, sick. And she's like, yeah, but I don't think I'm gonna wear them outside. I'm like, what? Like, why? And she's like, well, like the width of them is narrower. And
Wow.
I was like, are you high? Like, what are you talking about? Like, you think they're like, she was like comparing them to the Infinities, that the Infinities are like have a wider
Yeah.
like base to them. And I'm like, what are you concerned? You're gonna roll your ankle? And she was like, I don't know, yeah, like maybe. And I was like, yeah, I don't know, that seems insane. And she just big dogged me so hard, dude. She's like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I'm a pretty high performance athlete, like I notice things better than you. So I was like, holy shit.
Damn.
She just
Damn.
fucked me up. But then
Yeah.
I still was like, no, your reasoning makes no sense. You're talking about like millimeters. You're not going to twist your ankle. But She did. She fucked me up on that comment. It was actually pretty funny. She
Yeah,
shitted
she
on me.
did.
So
That I was also when I wanted, I mean, I still want them, but I was like, A, I don't know if I'll like them enough, but I mean, I can run in enough shoes that are pretty, I'm pretty easy to please. But then I was like, they look so nice. If I take them on the dirt roads, they're gonna get fucked so quick. And then they're just, I mean, they could look cool. Like some white shoes, especially running shoes, look cool when they're dirty, but I feel like those with like the chrome swoosh won't. And so I was like, oh,
yeah,
do
I
I
don't
want
think
two
so.
pairs to keep on ice? And then, but yeah,
DJed
I was just like getting way too involved. And then,
sneakerhead thoughts right there, bud.
yeah, and it was like a pair of running shoes. I was like, am I gonna drop $450 on a pair of fucking or two pairs of running shoes? I was like, this is getting out of hand.
I mean, if you talk to Val, she'll convince you to buy them. She like loves them.
Tell her to hook it up with the game day.
yeah, I know. I can't even get some. Yeah, but she really likes them, and I convinced her running them outside. I'm like, why? It's like
Nice.
I was basically like, Val, you think you're gonna run out? Like she is, today was the first time I think she's run outside in like 3 weeks, and I'm like, Val, you're not gonna run on the treadmill forever. And she's like, yeah, that's a good point. So I'm gonna have to run in them outside if I want to keep running. And I'm like, yeah, duh.
Yeah,
So
dang,
yeah,
that's crazy.
yeah. Speaking. Okay, this is the other thing I wanted to talk about, and it's kind of related to like limited supply. Do you, and this is actually related to cars, so I think you'll be more interested in this than the Ferrari thing, but
Nice.
it's Ferrari related. So
Okay.
do you know, so like when someone wants to buy like a supercar from like Ferrari or like Lamborghini or Porsche, like if they want to go buy a GT3 RS, right?
Yeah.
You can't just like go like to like a Porsche dealership or a Lamborghini dealership and just go buy like the brand new supercar that they have, right? A lot like for ones that they like announce, you have to get these allocations for. So basically like you have to be selected, and then if you get selected, you can choose. Like if you get an allocation, you can say like, yes, I want to buy it, or no, I don't want to buy it.
Okay.
So Ferrari just released their like successor to the LaFerrari, which is, I think it's called the F80.
Yeah.
The crazy part about this, to be eligible for an allocation for this fucking car, which is going to be millions of dollars, so
Yeah.
take this with a grain of salt, but I think this is insane. You have had to invest it in other Ferraris that you've purchased, $25 to $40 million in Ferraris to be
Holy
eligible to
shit.
potentially get an allocation, just to buy the
Damn.
car, just to have the option to spend like $3 to $4 million on this brand new like hypercar. You have to have invested like 40 mil in Ferraris. Think about how fucking mind-boggling that
That
is,
is
dude.
crazy.
I
That is
think
probably
that.
such a small amount of people.
Dude, it's actually the craziest business model. Imagine having something that people want so badly that they're like, fuck
Yeah.
yeah, I have so much money. It's worth investing 25 to 40
Yeah,
mil in these
that is
fucking
nuts.
cars.
Just to be
Yeah.
eligible, you might not even get it.
Right. You might not even get it. You just to like be able to be considered to potentially be able to buy the car, you've had to have spent that much.
Jeez, that's
Yeah.
wild.
It's like, and yeah. Anyways, it's insane like how some people can afford this, and then like, you know, we're over here like, fuck, dude, like gotta spend $200 on a pair of fucking shoes.
Yeah, we're splitting the podcast rent or the podcast
Oh yeah, I need to pay you for that.
dues.
Yeah, it's like
Yeah.
$15 a month. I'm like, yo, dude, can you hit me with that
Yeah.
$7.5,
And
please?
a very good, I mean, $200 is a lot for trainers, but like I will put $500 to $600. Like it is a good investment. Like I'm literally using them. And yeah, some
Yeah.
people are just like, yeah, 40 mil. It's like, well, I'm close
Fuck it.
enough. Like we're
Yeah.
good.
It's gonna sit in my garage. Like it's gonna,
Yeah.
you know, I
Toss
could
my
sell
name in
this
the
thing in
hat.
like 10 years. It might have 500 miles on it. Like,
Yeah.
although, dude, if I had the money, I
Oh
would
man, could you imagine?
dude. Speaking of
Imagine
which,
just,
oh go ahead,
yeah.
go ahead, go ahead.
I was just gonna
No,
say,
go.
imagine just being reading that and you're just like, wait, that's me. I fit into 20. Like you just like add up all your assets. You're like, wait, I've spent 32 mil. I'm eligible.
You just walk down to your garage and you have fucking
Yeah.
12 Ferraris. Like,
Yeah, you just tally it. You're like, yeah, that's 25 mil. We're good.
Yeah, let our Ferrari rep know.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, crazy dude. Absolutely crazy. I was reading about that and I'm like, what the fuck? The crazy thing though about Ferrari also, I watched a video, read an article about how they actually are more of a merch company than a car company. They sell so much like
Really?
merch. Yeah, they sell so much
Yeah.
Ferrari merch that I think they actually make more profit from their merch than they actually do from selling cars because of like driving, like because of their Formula One team.
Wow, that
Which,
is crazy.
anyways, speaking of which, Val and I are in process of trying to buy a new coach, and I haven't told you what
Wow.
it is.
Another
it's
car.
not it's not a cool it's not like it's not like
You
a huge
guys.
financial,
You guys are
it's not
hoarders.
no, this one we actually kind of need it. Well, we don't. Well, kind of. It's okay. First off, it's going to be 2 grand if it goes through. I've got to like, I'm buying it in hopefully in Washington. This guy literally that I know posted a story on Instagram with the car in it. I was like, he said,
Nice.
should I buy? He said in his Instagram story, he said, should I buy this? He's a realtor, and he's like, and it's at this house that he's going to sell. He said, should I
Yeah.
buy this? And I mess. It's a so what it is? Do you know what a K truck is?
No.
It's like those
Maybe.
super small like Asian
There's no
trucks.
way it's what I'm exactly thinking of. There's no way the first thing that came to my mind. Let me see. I
It
think
is,
I do
bro.
know.
It
You're
is
kidding me, bro. You're
definitely.
not gonna buy this. What do you need this for? There's no world
Get
anyone
the
needs
fuck out of
this.
here, dude. I am getting that shit. It's only 2 grand. I mean, it's worth it.
What are you gonna?
I need a truck for my bikes and for house care,
It's a
and I really.
flatbed. It's not a truck. It's a
You can get
flatbed.
them. No, you can get them with. You can get them with like. You can buy the like bed rails. They're like modular.
Oh my gosh, bro.
But dude, they normally they so it's actually like a pretty good deal.
They're designed to go a max of 50 miles an hour. You go over
Perfect.
50 miles an hour and the wheels fall off. What? You take that thing on 36 once.
Dude, it's right-hand drive and it's a manual, dude. It's imported from Japan, dude. I'm gonna be,
Oh my gosh.
dude, you're gonna love it,
You're
okay?
gonna be whipping that foreign, bro, and it's gonna be
Yeah,
the
dude. Yeah, dude.
Oh, that's so fucked.
It's gonna be fucking hilarious, dude. I'm gonna love the shit
I
out of that
actually
car.
can't wait to be in Boulder this summer and just absolutely ram into it with my truck.
Dude, it won't come on
Just,
break, dude. It's made of like
no,
fucking
it will.
steel.
No, it's made of plastic. It's $2,000.
No, but that's, well, yeah, because it's fucking 30 years old. It's a 1993.
I wonder.
But have you heard of Cars and Bids before, like the car
Yeah.
auction website? They most of them like 2 grand is actually a pretty good deal. Like most of them go for like 4 grand at the lowest, like for some of the nicer ones, like up to 7, 8, 9. So it's not a bad, I mean, I'm kind of just like blind sending it and hopefully it is not a complete piece of garbage. But
Yeah.
I literally texted the guy earlier that's helping me buy it, the real estate agent. And I'm like, yo, dude, can you just like drive it to make sure it doesn't implode instantly before we put it on a truck? So
That's crazy.
Val and I are trying to source a truck to ship it, because I don't think it can make it that
I was
drive
gonna say, I don't know
back.
if you're driving back from Washington with that.
Fuck, I don't know.
That's crazy. That's
That would be
crazy.
kind of a funny road trip though.
That would be so. I feel like I saw, maybe I was dreaming. I feel like I saw one. I'm trying to think where I would have seen one though, because it definitely wasn't in Flag.
Dude, they
And
actually,
that's a.
if you think about it, it would actually be mad practical. They're very small, but they have a
Are
bed.
they
Like I can put
all-wheel
my
drive?
bikes in it. It's four-wheel drive.
Yeah.
It's four-wheel drive, so.
Yeah, they would be practical, but also, I don't know, it's crazy. I can't re I feel like I saw one recently. Maybe it was in Flag or like on the way. I drove to Phoenix 2 days ago. So maybe it was in Phoenix. I don't know where it was. That's crazy, bro. A K truck.
Yeah, if anyone's interested in what a K truck, it's spelled KEI.
Yeah.
They're sick. They're super hilarious.
I
Everyone will
will
re
I
everyone
yeah,
will
they're not
recognize
sick.
them. They are sick. They are sick. I don't care. It's gonna make me really
Wow.
happy. You can't buy
Yeah.
that level of happiness for 2 grand, dude. It's gonna be sick.
I feel like you
Yeah, and
can,
it's gonna
but
be it's also gonna be really practical.
you could buy 10 pairs of Pegasus premiums. That would probably give me the same amount of.
No, shut
You could
the
buy 20 pairs of Jordan 1s in different colors. You could buy a pair of Travis Scott's. I could fill that $2,000 void if you're looking for that. But if the
Duh.
K truck fits that void for you, then yeah.
Dude, Val and I have an extremely violent like when it comes to shit like this, like I was like, Val, what if it like rolls off the truck and it's like a complete lemon? She's like, well, I mean, we can fix it for pretty cheap. I'm like, oh, this is so toxic. Like,
You
we're
could,
such a
yeah.
bad combination because she's equally as excited about it as I am. But
That's
it's also
crazy.
hilarious because, you know, I just happened to view this guy's story and he said, should I buy this? And then I was like,
And you're like, I will.
is it actually for sale? And he's like, yeah, like, are you serious? I'm like, how much?
That's crazy.
Yeah, so yeah, anyways, it looks like it's gonna happen. I'm figuring out how to pay the guy. I mean, the reality is, like, I mean, not that it's a small amount of money, but if it's a complete piece of shit and doesn't
Yeah,
work out, it's not like I'm like, and I
that's
do
true.
genuinely need like a truck for like some things, so not very often. So to me, spending 2 grand for something that I will, because Val and I will just drive the Nissan and the and that thing like all the time, hopefully. So
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
yeah,
Dang,
anyways,
that would be crazy. Gassing that thing up by Costco would be crazy.
dude, I'll be I, you won't be able to miss me, dude. You well, you might, because it's very small,
Yeah, he could miss you. When you're going
but
50 miles an hour on a highway and I'm ripping by 80, I would definitely miss you, but
oh
yeah.
dude, I'm pulling in front of you. I'm pulling in front of you and you're gonna
The
rear end
HOV
me.
lane.
I'm gonna cash that
Express lane, the
insurance
K
check.
trucks.
It'll be
That's
sick.
crazy.
It's a two-seater, dude. You'll be in you, if you ever want to ride and I'll put you in the bed, you're gonna be too big for it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But oh, hopefully we'll see. By next pod I'll probably know if it's gonna work
Dang.
out.
Yeah,
But I mean,
we should get, say next pod, ideally is Saturday, but yeah, I feel like we can rec I should be able to record Saturday. Life or like Sunday is the Super Bowl. Sunday, I think I'm driving down to Phoenix to pick up, at least from the airport. But yeah, Saturday should be open. But if we don't, we should just get, we could definitely change it next week too, but we should get a Super Bowl score prediction.
yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I mean, you know who I'm putting my money on, but yeah, fuck God, I don't want to watch Chiefs win. How is it, I guess, like one quick thing, how has it been, what day did the Leafs leave Flagstaff?
What's today? Saturday?
Saturday.
She left Thursday. No,
It had to
Wednesday.
be Wednesday,
Wednesday.
right? 'Cause she raced
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Friday.
Yeah, she raced Friday. Yeah, so we left her. She left Wednesday.
Nice. How's it been? Have you just been bachelor padding it up in flag?
Yeah, Katie left last week. So yeah, the house is there. And Mark's friend, who was pretty sick for a while, he actually called it and quit training camp and went back to the UK. So it's just been
Damn,
me, Mark,
that's
and Woody
fucked.
in the house. So yeah, we've been bacheloring it. Yeah, it's been pretty good. I drove down to Phoenix. I'd never been to Phoenix before. It's like 2 hours, but it's a really easy drive to get to Phoenix. And Phoenix, downtown Phoenix, is fucked. It was just like very run down. It was just like, I don't know. It was not what I expected, like a downtown area to be like. The Phoenix airport is so hard to navigate dropping someone off. And then I dropped Elise off and then tried to find a coffee shop just like do some work at, and then I was gonna double there and I couldn't find a coffee shop for the fucking life of me. And then I couldn't park anywhere for the life of me, which was also shitty. And then so I ate at a Potbelly sandwich company and then doubled on like the canals that like run from Phoenix to Scottsdale. So I ran into Scottsdale, and Scottsdale was dope. I saw three Bentleys and one Rolls Royce in just a 7 mile run, which was wild.
Yeah.
And then yeah, sent it back up here, got Chipotle for the first time since probably I was in Maryland, so before Christmas probably. So
Tell me that didn't hit, you know?
oh man, bro, I got shout out to everyone who gave me I have so much gift cards from Chipotle, like from work, and
Dude.
then just like, oh, I
Same.
have so much. So That hit so hard, especially after a long drive day. But yeah, it's been good. I mean, the weather's been super nice. It was really cold the day she left and I drove her down. It was like snowing here. And then I got back that day and it was snowing pretty hard. So that was not great. But since then, it's been like 50 to 60 every day. So yeah, weather in Flag has been great. Just the boys bacheloring it up, just chefing it up, just grilling, just getting into it.
Yeah, it's, I mean, that sounds fun. I was just looking at the Boulder weather. It really was supposed to snow for a while, so that's nice. And it actually looks like it's gonna be pretty warm. So, oh yeah, dude, tomorrow's supposed to be 60 fucking degrees. Holy shit.
Damn. Yeah,
And Monday,
it's
63. Let's
crazy.
go. Yeah. Dude, that's what makes weather or like the weather down in Boulder so much better than like in Gunnison. So yeah.
It's super nice.
Nice. So are you still thinking you'll be there through March at this point?
So I race March 16th. I officially got in, so that's pretty sweet.
On Boston?
No, that's in New York, but we got all the logistics figured out. That's a
Wait.
half, March
Oh, you're
16th.
doing the New York half. Okay, got it.
So yeah, I'll be here at least until then, and then probably likely come back here, and then at least my flight to get to that race is from Phoenix. So if I was back in Denver or Boulder, I would have to figure that out with my agent. But yeah, probably come back here, and then I think
Wait,
as of right,
then you'd go back through April?
not through April, at least races the 10 is like a week after that, after
Oh,
the
okay, so you
half.
go back for like
And
another
so I
week.
think I would come back here for a week, and then I think after the 10 come back to Boulder. So that's a tentative plan, but yeah, I don't know, kind of just chilling out. Yeah, but the weather here has been great. Training has been going really well. I went down to Camp Verde. There's like this, you can drive down to like 3,000 feet within 45 minutes, so it's like basically sea level. I did that on Friday, so that was really cool. Yeah, just becoming a local, I don't know, pretty sweet. Flagstaff is still growing on me. That my 9.6 rating last week has probably gone on. My haircut went crazy, so
Oh
maybe
yeah, fuck, I didn't
9.7.
even dude, you're glazing Flag, but that's cool. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Definitely
It's gonna
not
be
better than
interesting. It will
Boulder.
be. It will be. I feel like we're going kind of long here, but I. Oh well. It will be interesting to see. Like people started leaving. Like the whole there was a big European New Balance group here. They left this week, and then like more people leave next week for like the Valentine BU race, and Vanessa leaves next week, and then Mark leaves like February 15th or 14th or something, so the week after that. And then I think it'll get pretty like everyone's
Be a
training
lot
camp is
thinner.
really only a month, and so there won't be as many people, which, and like none of the Mike Smith guys are here, like Nico, Abdi, Luis, they're all in Scottsdale right now. And so
Oh, really? Interesting.
yeah. And so people are kind of scattered around. So people would still come up for workouts, and like all those guys have houses here, which is nuts. Like those three guys all own their own house in Flag, which is crazy. I found out today that Kanye West owns a house in Flag, which is nuts.
Did they see
But
Kanye? Did they see Ye rolling around the streets? Does he ever pop in for a long run
I,
here and
no,
there?
I don't even know why. We were driving out to run, and Woody's like, yeah, that's where Kanye lives. I was like West, and he's like, yeah, and it was a nice neighborhood, and I was like, why? And he's like, well, like Flagstaff is cool, and I was like, I mean, it's
Yeah, but
cool, but
like if
not
you're
for
Kanye and
Kanye
you're
West.
like a billionaire, you can live
Yeah,
anywhere.
so I
That's
guess he just
crazy.
grabs a house wherever. I guess he has one in Jackson Hole too, but
I mean, yeah, Jackson Hole makes sense.
that's what I said. I was like, Jackson Hole is like a really nice area and very
Yeah,
sought
like that's like
after.
a super desire. Not anything against Flagstaff, but that's just super odd. Like I can never imagine Kanye just like hanging out in Flag. So, but
Also, just while I'm looking at my phone right now, my mom's listened to, like, she's binged our last five episodes. She listened to them all this week, and she loved when I gave her a shout out on that one, the last in-person episode,
yeah.
when she texted me asking if I was at the Chiefs game, or the, yeah, Broncos Chiefs game. She just texted me again, and this is an hour too late probably, but she's like, did you see 348 at the Terrier Classic? UNC guy, unbelievable. I need to watch that race after dinner. So Maybe she's our
Mom,
first guest on the pod. She's
the
just
track
talking
fan.
running,
Let's go.
talking shop.
Let's go. Yeah, that is insane. All right. Well, first, I have two things. All right. Comment on podcast length. Val was like, why was the last podcast so short? So
Wow.
some people like the
Interesting.
longer ones. We can't
I
alienate the
think it's
people
cool
that
to
like the
switch it
long
up.
form. I agree. I
True,
agree.
yeah.
I agree. But I feel like we might be running out of stuff to talk about today, so I have an idea to round to close her out. Unless we probably also could do it, bro. Hear me out if you thought any. But I was thinking we could do a quick race prediction for the 3K tomorrow.
Yeah.
I know who you're gonna put winning, but
I was gonna
you can
say, I'm
still
very
guess on
biased for a
time.
lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let me
Here,
pull it
I'll
up
pull
because
up
I
the
want to do
field.
the
I
men
have it.
too.
Okay. All right, hold on. I just had this fucking shit up. One sec. Okay, so women's field is Georgia Bell,
No, do the men's
1500 meter.
field first.
God, you're so needy. Okay, hold on one sec.
Because the men run first.
All right,
Men's
hold
3K.
on.
I have it up right here.
All right, do you want to read it off?
Yep. Andrew Coscoran, which is funny because I just ran with him yesterday. Sebastian Frey, Neil Gurley, Luke Hauser, Hobbs Kessler, Cameron Myers, Sam Prekel, Sam Tanner, James West, and who I also ran with like last week, and Charles Philibert Thibodeau, who I've seen literally every day in flag, and I guess he just left, and so he's there now. But I've seen that man at the gym. I've seen that man on every fucking run that I've done. So yeah, it's funny. I've seen a lot of these guys. But okay, my prediction. I think Hobbs will win it. I also saw Hobbs. Like half this field has been in flag staff in the last week, bro. I think.
I don't feel like this field is as good as the women's, but
I agree. Yeah, but I think Hobbs will win it and he'll run 7:38 is my prediction.
7:38. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you want to do how about do top three? Like, who do you think the top three will be? You
Okay.
just winner time. So like whoever the winner is and their time, and then top three.
I'll go Hobbs win 3:40 or 7:40. Jeez Louise, 7:38. Sam Prekel is like never outside of the top three, so I think he'll get second. And I'll go Neil Gurley is like I'm not sure what shape he's in, but he's really good. So I'll go, yeah,
Yeah.
Hobbs, Sam Prekel, Neil Gurley, and then maybe CPT, but that's my choice.
He's
Sam
a
Tanner's
Neil
also really good
Gurley's
too.
a he's a Flagstaff guy, right?
Yeah, I
He's
think
a
he's a dark sky.
dark sky. Yeah.
Yeah.
Luke Hauser. Why does that sound familiar? I'm trying to remember who Luke Hauser
He
is.
was just at Washington like last year, UW.
Oh. Yeah, okay. All right, I think I'm gonna go the same thing. I'm gonna say Hobbs Kessler, but I'm gonna say 7:35. I'll do Neil Gurley second and Sam Prekel third. I don't know if Sam Prekel, I don't know how he'll do in the 3K. Honestly, I might put him outside the top three, but I don't know these other guys well enough to not put him in the top three. So
Yeah.
that'll be my top three. All right, women's race, which I'm
Women's
honestly more
3K,
excited about.
Georgia Bell, Emma Coburn, Melissa Courtney Bryant, Elise Cranny, Sarah Healy, Jessica Hull, Danny Jones, Emily McKay, Leah Meyer, Hannah Nuttall, Parker Valby, Cinta Vissa, and Mel not Wudu.
I've never heard of
That
that
is a
last
bigger field.
person.
I think that's like
Yeah. That
four more people.
field is crazy, bro. It's a crazy field. All right, you go ahead. I know you're gonna put number one, which
I was gonna say,
it
I'm
honestly
biased. I want to
could,
hear
but
yours.
all right, I'll go first. All right. I think it'll be a shootout between Elise and where is she? Jessica, the Hull.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
it'll be I think it'll be a shootout. But hard for me not to think. I mean, what is it? 350 or just run 349 in outdoor?
Jessica?
Yeah, I mean, she like ran under the previous
Yeah,
world
pretty
record.
close. Yeah.
So I think Jess Hull, I think will probably win. But I think Elise will be sharp on her heels, and it would not surprise me if she nips her in a longer race. But I mean, it really, I mean, we know Elise is super fit. We don't know if Jess Hull is super fit, but I would imagine she is.
That's kind of what I was
So.
saying earlier, is like you don't, it's that time of the year where you don't know about these people, but you also would assume, and you never want to assume, but you would assume people who train in a different country coming to the US for a specific race would be
Right.
in
Like, that's
decent
such
enough
a
shape.
far way to travel to run shitty.
And Jess is also running Milrose 3K next week too, so
Damn. Yeah. So this one's like a. That's interesting that she's doing the 3K back to back.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
I think they're gonna run in the 820s.
Yeah, I agree.
What's the American record? Do you know like the American record in the 3K?
820.
Oh, okay, you know. I know why you know. All right. I'm gonna say 820 then.
Really?
If you know that the 3K record is, I assume that's because Elise wants to run that. So, right? Or am I wrong on that?
I that you were wrong on that. I
Okay.
genuinely didn't know, and then I looked it up because Elise was running 2 3Ks in a row, so I was just like, it would be nice to know how far she would, like, I knew the American record in the mile and like how far she was off yesterday, but I wasn't sure, so I literally looked that up after the run today. But
Well, yeah, I guess 820. I mean, 820 is insane. It all depends if they have a pacer. Do you know if they have a pacer? I assume
yes,
they
they
do.
do.
And do
Well,
you know what the pacer is
supposedly.
going at?
Supposedly they have a pacer, but no, nobody knows what the pacer is going to be going at because it's a New Balance thing. So unless you're a New Balance athlete, you won't know until tomorrow, which is crazy.
Wow, that's so dumb. All right,
Supposedly. Yeah, but
New
yeah.
Balance, that's stupid if that's true. Don't understand that. Okay. All right. Maybe they don't try to go for the Amer. I don't know. Maybe that's a little too fast for like the first 3K. So I'll say like 8:23. Eight winner 8:23. I think probably Jess Hull. But if they broke the American, if Elise broke the American record and they ran like 8:20 or sub 8:20, like it wouldn't shock me, but it would be insanely fast.
Yeah.
And then third. Oh shit.
It still says, for some reason, it says that. Oh, wait, no, here it is.
I think Emily Mackay could toss in top three. She's a beast and she's pretty young and she keeps getting better. So I think that she could, but you could put so many people on the top three. I'm curious to see how Emma does. How do
Yeah,
you think
that's
Emma will do?
interesting. I don't know. I think that's also like part of the narrative of like a really good pro that could not be ready for indoors but could be ready for outdoors. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
Don't feel like an indoor 3K rest buster in that type of feel. I guess she ran at the IPF a couple weeks
Yeah,
ago.
but running like a perfectly paced race and then going and running against like multiple, I mean, like this is, I don't know what Milrose looks like. I think the Milrose fields are crazy, but this is a crazy field. Yeah. Also Danny Jones under new coaches, that'll be interesting. Shout out Danny. It'll be interesting to see how Parker Valby does. I think she'll probably get her doors blown off, but yeah. Okay. So, all right. Let me reiterate. Jess, Elise, I don't think you're listening to our podcast, but if you are, I hope you beat Jess and I hope you break the American record.
Nice.
But so prove me wrong. So Jess, Elise, Emily Mackay, my top three, and I think they run 8:23. Winner runs
Nice.
8:23.
Nice.
Your turn.
My turn. Yeah, I think Jess is in good shape. I think a lot of people in Flag have been talking about Georgia Bell as well. So I couldn't place her face to a name right now, but
She was
yeah, I think.
the she got bronze in 1500 in the Olympics. So she's really good.
Yeah.
Or did
So
she get
I
a
think.
silver? No, that was Jess. Yeah, she got bronze.
I think it'll be those. I think it'll be Elise, Jess, and Georgia, top three. It really, I think, depends on what. I think Mark Coogan is in charge of the pacer, which is a little bit of gatekeeping, kind of a bummer. I
I
think
don't
he'll
understand
just,
why they wouldn't tell people. That doesn't make any sense.
because they want to put Parker in probably a good position. I don't know. this sickly conspiracy theories, but yeah, I think I don't know. I think Elise will win. I think she's just more sharp than Jess, especially coming off of the 420 yesterday. And I know like
But you also have to
she's
think
just. But
she did just run on like a hard mile, like pretty recently.
I think that's better though, based on how she's been working out. I think it's better, but yeah, I think the
Elise,
winner tomorrow.
biggest fan is Charlie. All
I
right. All
think
right.
the winner tomorrow will run 8:28. I think it'll be 8 or 8:27. I don't think it'll be that fast. I think it'll be paced. Assuming Coogan is in charge of it, I don't think he wants it to be paced
As
in the low
fast.
8:20s because I don't think those New Balance girls could run that fast. And I think he wants them in it as long as he can. So that's like, yeah, I guess Emily, Emma, and Parker. I don't think any of them could run 8:20. So I think he'll have it paced a little bit slower, and then the whoever does win will close pretty hard, and it'll be like 8:26 to 27, or yeah, 8:26 to 28 will be the winner. But yeah, I
The
think.
if they go slower, if it's like 8:28, the last three laps of that race will be crazy because there's going to be probably like five people still in it. I would bet. Yeah, if it's like crazy, yeah. Fuck it. I'm still gonna stick with 8:23 because that would be crazy. But it's
That would
probably
be crazy.
the
Or,
eight twenty eight is probably much more realistic. But hey, if Elise runs 8:23 and I said that and you didn't,
That would be bad luck. Tough luck for me.
high five me
That's
and Elise. All right.
what
All right. You got any more bro hear me outs or are we wrapping today? You got anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, we have the 15, but the
Oh,
15's
the
that
15
really
at the yeah, I don't really give a shit about
we
the
can
15,
pass on
but
that.
I can hold
Pass
on,
on
I'll
it.
look really quick. I don't even know the men's 15. Is there even a women's or is it just the men's?
Think there's a win too.
Oh, I guess Graham Fisher's in that race. Josh Huey. Oh, is it Huey?
Howie.
Howie? Jake Whiteman, that is actually that's kind of a crazy race. Ollie Hoare. Yeah, a Graham Blanks, that is actually a fire race. Fuck, that's a fire race. Yeah, that's a good race. Christian Noble, dude. Oh yeah, he's a New Balance guy.
Oh,
That makes sense.
yeah.
Shout out your boy.
Shout out. Yeah, I saw him at the track up here the other week, and he told me no Western Colorado people allowed. So I played all night. I went D1, went to see you.
Yeah, well, also he went to where the fuck did he go to school again?
Lee.
Yeah, I mean Western's way cooler than that place, so all right. You want to do predictions on this one or no?
Nah, no
All right.
need.
I'm going Graham Fisher, dark horse, 10K guy.
And a 15 indoors, that'd be crazy.
Hey, he's a gamer.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, he probably won't win, but shoot for the stars. All right, bro. Well, I think that was another quality episode. I think we should probably wrap it up.
Nice. Yeah, I'm down to wrap it up. I'm getting the sunset, so I'm getting a little chilly
Are you
out
getting a
here.
little chilly, dude? You gotta put
Getting
some meat on your bones.
a little chilly out here. Yeah, getting a little cold.
All right, bro. Well, thanks everyone for listening. We won't trust Charlie to close it out since that opener was terrible.
Yeah.
kidding. But yeah, thanks for listening to episode 6. We're planning on being back next week. We are very consistent these days. So
Episode
125.
six, very
All right.
nice.
On that note, we'll see you guys later.